Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has announced his support for gun safety legislation, which Texas Republican John Cornyn has been hashing out with a small bipartisan group of senators.
For myself, I'm comfortable with the framework, and if the legislation ends up reflecting what the framework indicates, I'll be supportive.
McConnell's backing was the latest indication that last month's gun massacres in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas, had reconfigured the political calculations for some in the GOP after years of steadfastly opposing even small steps. McConnell was quick to say that gun owners support provisions in the framework.
I would add that Senator Cornyn unfolded a poll today in his presentation of gun owners only, just people who own guns, and support for the provisions of the framework is off the charts.
Of course, that's true for at least one measure Republicans have long opposed, expanded background checks that would apply to all gun sales. The bipartisan plan would for the first time make the juvenile records of gun buyers under the age of 21 part of required background checks and would extend the allowable period for checks for those under 21 from 3 to 10 days. The measure would also close the so-called boyfriend loophole. Those accused of domestic violence of a partner would face the same restrictions as those who abused a spouse. Money would be sent to states to enforce local red flag laws that let authorities win court order to temporarily remove guns from people considered dangerous to themselves or others, and for mental health and school security programs. Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow said an investment in mental health is a long time coming.
Funding health care above the neck, the same as health care below the neck. Now let me say that in the context of this bill and the importance around gun violence, more than half of all gun deaths are suicides, which are going to be addressed in terms of support for people in the community. We know that 1 out of 5 people in our country will have a mental illness in their lifetime. They are certainly more likely to be a victim of violence than perpetrate it. But we also know this. Anyone who can pick up an AR-15 and go in to a mass shooting situation of gunning down children in a school, obviously, is somebody who has serious issues.
Although the precise amount apparently hasn't yet been hammered out, Democrats say there will be billions of dollars to expand mental health initiatives. Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy, who gave an impassioned plea on the Senate floor shortly after the Uvalde massacre, has led negotiations for the Democrats. He said the heavy lifting on the bill is done, and he credited the outcry from parents, kids, and families for the apparent success in crafting a bipartisan gun safety measure.
I do see this as a breakthrough. The bill in and of itself is going to save thousands of lives. I have no doubt about that. Between helping states adopt red flag laws, closing the boyfriend loophole, requiring a more rigorous check before young buyers can purchase weapons, and creating new tools for law enforcement to go after gun trafficking rings, this bill, even if we never pass another anti-gun violence bill, is going to make an enormous difference on the rates of violence in this country.
Although gun safety groups want much more, they are welcoming the apparent breakthrough. The Giffords Group said in a statement that while this agreement does not include strong safety policies like universal background checks or a ban on large capacity magazines, it may represent a step forward in federal gun safety policy. The provisions included in today's agreement, while incremental, would bolster public safety and ultimately save lives, a statement from Giffords. Senators are trying to wrap up negotiations so the bill can come to a vote before the July 4th congressional recess. I'm Eileen Alfandary for Pacifica Radio.